We just concluded the Masechta Sanhedrin portion of Hagoynev Nefesh Miyisrael. So what's the halacha of a Goynev Nefesh Miyisrael? It says in the Torah, Mois Yumas. What does Mois Yumas mean? Mois Yumas means that he's Chayev Misas Chenek. How do we know that? Because Stam Misas Chenek. It's interesting that this parasha of the Goynev Ishul Mecharei, it's a much bigger deal than I think we give it credit for being. Number one, we saw the Braisa. It's in the Ten Commandments. It's in the Aseres HaDibros, right? It says in the Aseres HaDibros, Loi Signoif. And the Gemara brought a Braisa. What does Loi Signoif mean? It's Begoinev Nefashas HaKasa B'Dabat. The Gemara said, Einoi, maybe it's really talking about a Goinev Mamin. Dover Alomid Mein Yanoi. And from there we know that it's talking about a Goinev Nefashas. So the Goinev Nefashas is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. There's another place that the Goinev Nefashas was very, very prominently featured, and that is in one of the sadder episodes in Jewish history by the Asara Rugei Malchus. Right? We know that the impetus of the Asara Rugei Malchus, the way Chazal told us the story, was based on the fact that the Melech of Roimi decided that he has a right to go after the Yidden based on the fact that the Shvatim had kidnapped Yosef. And they had sold him. And because they kidnapped him and they sold him, so it's for that reason that now they deserve to die. And he picked 10 tzaddikim that were going to represent the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 Shvatim, literally the Shvatim that sold Yosef, and somehow they were going to have to pay for it. So the Asara Rugei Malchus, which again is a very meaningful and a very, very sad, poignant moment in our history, it came about through Lois Signoiv of the Aseres HaDibros. It came about from this inyan of Vigoyna Vishal Mecharei, the Nimtza B'yadei Maisumas. To understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we've said over in the past from Meis Simcha, right, you can refer back to the Asara Rugei Malchus raid bites, but just like the Cheto Egel is the Av of all Averois of Ben Adam Lamakoyim, so too, Mechiras Yosef was the Av of all the Averis of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. That means in the world of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, Lashon Haros and Aschinam, right, all the things that come to mind. But really, this Inyan of Lois Signoiv, which is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros, this Inyan of Lois Signoiv, which carries with it a Chi of Mises Bezdin, this is like the Spitz. It's something that's so, so Chomer, right? The whole Asara Rugei Malchus, the Avia voice of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, is this in. So again, it just gives it a little bit of a chashivas, but I just want to share one ha'ara that I saw from Meir Simcha and Nesha Chachma. And this is in Parshas Kisetze on this pasuk. So the halacha is that if someone kidnaps somebody, he's chayiv chenek. If somebody kills somebody, he's a reitzeach, he's chayiv saif. Now what's more chamor, saif or chenek? Saif. Saif is more chamor. Makes sense. If you murder somebody, chayiv saif. If you kidnap somebody and you sell him into slavery, then you're only going to be chayiv chenek, right? You took away his life. In the other instance, you didn't take his way of his life. Reb Shimon, we know, shita is that chenek is more chamor than saif. If chenek is more chamor than saif, so what's the pshat? Why is it that if somebody kills somebody, he's a reitzeach, he's chayiv saif. Yet, if somebody would kidnap somebody, he would be chayiv chenek, which is more chamor. So says Rav Meir Simcha, that I think Rav Shimon is l'shitasai. And this Rav Shimon is in Sifri, right? Stam Sifri is Rav Shimon, but here's Mefurish. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon said, Mitzrayim heim tavu es Yisrael b'mayim. The Mitzrim, they drowned the Yidden at sea. The Adumim kodmu es Yisrael b'charev. And the Adumim, they came after the Yidden with swords. V'lo yosrim akosav. Yet when the Torah said that a Yid's not allowed to intermarry with a Mitzri or with an Adumi, even if they're Megayer, it was El Ad Shloisha Dairis, right? It's only up to the third generation. Oba amoinim umayavin. As it relates to Amin umayav, mipnei shenotlu eitzo lahachti es Yisrael. Being that they went after not the Gufin of the Yidden, they went after the Neshamas of the Yidden. Right, that's all the raid with Zimri and Cosby and Bilam and everything else. Osram Hakosov Israelim, said Rav Shimon. It's for that reason the Torah said they're going to be Osir forever. Lulamedcha Shamachti Esa Adam Kosholoim and Ahargai. That if somebody causes somebody to sin, it's more severe than if he kills him. Shahargai Eni Maitzia Elam and Oilam Azeh. Because if you kill somebody, you're taking a man of Oilam Azeh. Abavahamachtiyoi Maitzia Min Oilam Azeh, Umin Oilam Abba. But if you cause somebody to sin, you're taking a man of Oilam Azeh and you're taking a man of Olam Haba as well. So said Rav Meir Simcha, Hafla V'Felma. Reb Shimon l'shitasoi. Reb Shimon that said that Gadol ha-machti yoyser min ahargoi. And that's why Amenu Moyev who were machti klai Yisrael, they're Aser Yisraelim. But the Mitzrim and the Adumim that they only came after are Gufim. It's for that reason it's Elad Shloi Shadayris. So l'shitasoi he holds that if somebody kills somebody, it's Saif. Because he's Moitziyam in Oilam Hazeh. But if you're going to Vishul Mechara, you sell him into slavery, what's going to become of this person? You're making him lose his Oilam Haba. He's going to end up living Abdu Befker and Nichale. What's going to be with Azam Mench? So you're not just chapping with his Oilam Hazeh. That person you're chapping with his Oilam Haba. And he's saying, being that you're chapping with his Oilam Haba, it's for that reason his Einish is going to be more Chamas. Rav Shimon Utaka holds that the Goyne Vishul Mechara gets Chenek, whereas the Ritzeh gets Saif. And Chenek is more Chama than Saif. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's Rav Shimon Lashitasai, half of a fellow, a classic Meshach Chachma. And the truth is, this raid right here, it's the inverse of Petuchei Chaisim. Right, we always talk about Petuchei Chaisim. What's Petuchei Chaisim? Petuchei Chaisim is a person's tachlis is not just for himself. Your tachlis is for Yenim. This is the inverse of it. That a person sins for himself, so he sinned for himself. But a person is machti, right? A person goes and he's machti other people. That's the spitz. We were put on this world, right? We were put on this world to make the people around us better. If we're going to go now, we're going to make the people around us worse. We're corrupting the very essence of what our existence is. We're here to make people better, and you're making people worse. It's mamish the anti-petuchei chayisim. But the bottom line isn't the idea. You find another place as well. But where do you find it? By the Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ovid Avodah Zarah is very, very chomer. Oh, but the Meisus Umadiach Lisachma V'Leisachasal. By him, it's even more chomer. There's an idea that the machti is worse than the chayti, where Meisimchas being mechadish is a different knech. The machti is even more chomer than the hargai. You kill somebody. He lost his Olam Hazeh. Aber, you know, Olam Haba, it's going to be gewaldig. You cause somebody to sin, you lost his Olam Haba as well. Right, this is the theme of the Ben Sayyid Umayr, Yom Zakai, Va Yom Uschayiv. The Hilik Sam Sofer that we said over when David HaMelech lost his child from Bathsheba, he said, no, I'm going to meet him again. One day I'm going to meet him. And that's why he didn't cry. He dusted himself off from his Avelis and he went on. As opposed to when he lost Avshalom, he said, Bini, 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 because he understood he was never going to see him again. A person that kills somebody takes him out of this transient existence that's known as Olam Hazeh, which you may shnei seinu b'm shivim shana v'm begvura shmeinim shana. But if a person causes somebody to sin, you're taking him out of his Olam Haba. That's way more chomer, and it's manifests itself in the sugyas that we're learning. Elohein ha-nerogin, that's a reitzeach. Elohein ha-nechnokim, that's a goyin of Vishal Mechari. Not only according to the Chachamim, who hold that Hereg, Sayef is more chomer than Chenek, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that Chenek is more chomer, because yeah, it actually makes sense that the Goyin of Vishal Mechari's Oynish should be more chomer than the Oynish of the Reitzeach.